to a very special day at Center Friends. It's our cantata. Of course, I know you all knew that. Got to tell you a little story. Today is my last day up here. Been 6 years, and I was supposed to be wearing shorts and t-shirt and flip-flops, but that didn't happen because of cantata. It's fine. It's fine. It's going to be a great day, and it's going to be, I'm really excited. So let's all stand and sing hymn number 193, O Come All Ye Faithful. Beautiful spot up on this hill, and just open our hearts and minds to this beautiful ministry and music we have today, and just take everything in and just relax and feel your presence. Amen. Any announcements today?
Senior meal is this week, so if you can help with that, I need some sign-ups down front. We're going to be needing some cookies for the Miracle in the Barn. And so if you can provide cookies, just please see me down front also to sign up for that. That's all.
Yeah, this Saturday we have Miracle in the Barn live nativity at 5 p.m. at Grand Arbor Farm, the GAF, over at the Coltranes, off the Racine Road. We're going to have some signs out, I believe, one on 62 and then one at the Greason Road to direct you there.
They're there now.
Oh, they're there now. Okay, cool. So please come to that. It's going to be the 21st and 22nd, both at the gates open at 4:30, and the presentation starts at 5. And it was good last year. It'll be even better this year because we know what we're doing. So come on out. And a very special congratulations. This is also a joy. Sorry, getting a little ahead of myself. Mr. and Mrs. David Robinette Jr. and Sarah Beltrain were married yesterday, and it was a beautiful ceremony, short and sweet, and just the way I like it, so that was good. Anybody else?
Angel and animals do need to go to the dress rehearsal this afternoon, but we're not going to take their costumes. So I need any little angels and animals to stop by the fellowship hall before you leave today and let me and the fabulous seamstress Kay Coltrane fit you for last minute costume stuff. So little ones, do not leave until you try on your costume super quick in the fellowship hall.
And practice at 3 p.m. today down at the drain room. Saturday, December 21st, 8 a.m. until we're out of food, Archdale Friends is having a free hot breakfast served by the equipment. So go over there and eat some good food from 8 until they're out of food on this coming Saturday.
While the ushers are coming down, Alan, Providence Friends meeting, if you don't get enough of cantata today, they're having their cantata tonight at 6. So if you want to hear another cantata, come on out to Providence Friends.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you again and just bless all these givers and bless the receivers that are going to receive these wonderful gifts, and hopefully that we can change some lives of what we do here at Center with all the tithes and offerings that we give and all the great things like FEMAP, and just hopefully we can change some lives, especially during this season, Lord. Bless all the givers today. Amen.
Thank you.
Am I in second grade? Some of you are in kindergarten. Okay. How many of you are in first grade? Okay. Right. How many of you are in third grade or a little bit older, but you're still in school? Right. Okay. So I want to tell you about something that you guys have helped with, but you don't quite know that you've helped with this. But this is really cool, so I wanted to share this with you today. So some kids that are about your age that I teach at school, they were having a lot of trouble. So for a lot of reasons, they were having a really hard time reading. You know, it's hard to read, right? It's hard to learn, and we've got to work really hard to learn to read. And even though these friends were working really hard, they were having a really hard time learning to read. Some of them had some really hard things going on at home. They had some problems, you know, in their family that were helping them not get some good sleep at night and making them really upset. Some of them didn't have enough to eat at home. And some of them were still learning how to speak English. They spoke Spanish at home, and so that was a little bit harder for them to learn to read. So I was kind of telling some friends about this, and guess who heard me talk about this? Some people at FEMAP. Now, FEMAP is the place where we do the wagon, and you guys help with that once a month. And guess what they did? They wanted to help because we have helped them so much get stuff that they need. They said, how can we help you? And guess what they did for us? For these little kids at school, they gave me 100 of these little bears that the volunteers at FEMAP made. And they're all a little bit different. And every kid that was having trouble reading in first grade, they got to adopt one of these little bears. And this is their little reading buddy. And every week, they get to take their little bear out, and they have their little adoption certificate, and they get to read to it in the library. And then at the end of first grade, they're going to get to take it home. And so this is one of this little girl, her name is Anjali, and this is her bear. And then this one is different. This is a little boy named Julian, and this is his bear. And they're all a little bit different. And I had another lady that wanted to help. She made a little bag for every bear. And so these were just people that wanted to help, and they were generous with their time, and they did this to help kids that they had never met and they will probably never see. But guess how this got started? Because of you guys. Because of you being willing to use your muscles and your time once a month, take up all this stuff and put it in the wagon, and then other really nice people take it to FEMAP. So I thought that was pretty cool, and I wanted to share that with you. I heard, like, talking about gifts and giving and Christmas time. That was a nice thing that I wanted to share with you. So it says in the Bible, do not just look out for only your own interests, but take an interest in others too. So anytime we can help people, we can try to help them not just at Christmas, but anytime. So let's close with a little prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for people that help. Thank you so much for the people here at Center Friends who have helped with FEMAP and so many other things, not just at Christmas, but through the years and over all the days. Thank you for these little ones gathered right here who, even when they don't know it yet, they are helping to put good light and good energy out into the world. So Lord, please help us through the Christmas season. Please help us enjoy the beautiful music today. And please help us continue to help others. In your name we pray. Your parents might not be happy with me saying this, but Natalie's selling candy bars to help her school, and we forgot to say that. So, if you want to get one of those later, sure. She'll have the place.
I got any praises this week?
Alan, I won't call out names to embarrass folks, but we have some faces here that haven't been here in quite a few weeks and months, and it's nice to have them back. Some of them have been recovering from illness or accident's condition, so we're glad that you're back with us, and hope you're on the way to mending, if not already.
Yes, welcome back, and thank you for coming.
Alan?
Yes, Don?
Most of you probably have already noticed our organ is silent this morning, and that's because our organist and accompanist, Ginger Osborne, is at home significantly under the weather. I'll say significantly because you know and I know that if she was just a little under the weather, she'd have dragged herself up here and plunked herself down behind this organ and piano and worked with the choir today on our cantata. She has put in many long hours to rehearse for this. She is heartsick and crestfallen that she could not be with us today, but her illness just would not allow her to be here with us. So prayers go out to Ginger, and your prayers with us today as Deborah has stepped forward and will not only be leading us but accompanying us on the piano. So if we get to a place where we look like we're stumbling, fumbling, mumbling, jumbling a little bit, just understand the intent with which we give this to you. We'll go forward. But again, Ginger wanted to let everyone know that she wishes she could be here today, but she simply could not get her body to cooperate and be here.
Any other concerns or anybody needing any other prayers?
Last night was taken to the hospital unresponsive. They live out of town. We're still waiting on word this morning as to what has transpired and what's going on right now. So her name is Vicki Smith.
Vicki.
Like her remembered in prayer. She is on our prayer list, and if you do that, we'd be grateful.
Thank you. Not yet, the Lord be.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with some very good joys today, new faces, and had a wedding yesterday that honor you between Sarah and David, and we just lift them up as they start their new life together. And Lord, we come to you with for Ginger. She has put so much time into this cantata, and now she can't be here. We just ask to lay your hand upon Ginger and get her feeling better and back here with us. Her family as soon as possible. And Lord, we ask you to be with Vicki. She needs you. She's in the hospital. We lift her up to you right now and just be with her and let the doctors get some answers. In your name we pray. Amen.
Of grace, and tune our hearts to sing. Rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and the oceans clap their hands. Let the fields be joyous and the mountains burst into song. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. They will sing before the Lord, our King, for he comes. He comes to rule the world in righteousness and his people in truth. Of Caesar Augustus, it was declared that a census be taken of the Roman world. Everyone went to his own town to register, and so it was that Joseph, a descendant of David, went to Bethlehem. He made the journey with Mary, who was expecting a child. While they were there, she gave birth to a son and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you.
On that night in the hills above Bethlehem, as shepherds watched their flocks, an angel appeared. The angel said to them, "I have come to bring you good news, news of joy for the entire world. In Bethlehem, a king has been born, and this is how you will know him. He is wrapped in cloth and sleeping in a manger." Suddenly, the skies were filled with angels, and the hillsides echoed with the song they sang. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to everyone of good will." When the angels left them, the shepherds hurried and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger, just as the angel had said. Far from Bethlehem, a group of scholars noticed a brilliant star in the eastern sky. Believing that it signaled the birth of a king, these wise men set out on a journey to follow the star. When it came to rest over the place where the child was, they were overjoyed. They entered the house, knelt down before the child in worship, and offered him gifts they had brought on their journey. "With what shall I come before him? Will the Lord be satisfied with gifts? Will he be pleased with sacrifices and offerings? How How good it is to sing to God. How pleasant and fitting to praise Him. Therefore, I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praises to Him as long as I live. Sing for joy to the Lord. Worship Him with gladness. Come before Him with songs of thanksgiving, for God is King of all the earth. With the angels, all the earth bows down and sings His praise.
Good news, tell it on the mountain, good news.
for Jesus, for us all to join in that praise. Here today feeling joyful and lifted up in spirit, then you really haven't been listening this morning. And young girls, you could really tell a difference when you added to the choir this morning. I have to also say, Alan, as a member of the nominating committee, we're sad to see you not be at the front any longer. You have done an excellent job and we really appreciate what you've done.
In the next to the last song we were singing, I give my song. You know, when you're learning something and you're trying to get the technical part of it right and get the words and, you know, in the right notes, and you don't really think too much about the emotion of it until you get up here and start singing and it says, what can I give to them? What can I give to the babe in the manger? I can give him a song, a piece of my heart. And I just think in this season of all the people that have gone before us here and who are with the Lord now, who we miss terribly. All of us here have people in our heart and soul. And the babe in the manger represents that. So much more. And so it was a pleasure singing with this choir this year. Hope to see everybody back next year to learn something new. Deborah, we thank you for all the work and effort you've given to us this year. To Ginger, all the work and effort that she has given to us this year. And for your support, your indulgence. I think we came through this one pretty good, folks. I think we did. We missed one hallelujah there, but we were on it. You may hear us do this again. We've got two more Sundays in this December. I love this song. I give my song. I want us to do it again sometime soon. And I love most of all my son, our son, Jesus.
We truly were blessed today. Thank you, choir, and Deborah and Ginger, for all your hard work. That was amazing. Let's all stand and sing as we conclude. Verses 1 and 3, Hark the Herald Angel Sings, hymn number 184.
Said.